Tax Day is coming. So is Passover. It starts next week. And here's some news that may come up around the Seder table. Manischewitz, reportedly the world's largest matzah maker, has been sold. Ilya Meretz of member station WNYC reports that new management wants to broaden their product's appeal.
If you want to find Manischewitz products, go to the kosher food section, like in this Manhattan supermarket.
I see jars of borscht, there's jars of shav, of course there's gefilte fish, and then right at the bottom, Manischewitz matzahs, available in several varieties. There's unsalted, egg and onion, whole wheat, everything matzahs.
Manischewitz interim CEO Mark Weinstein wants to end this supermarket segregation.
We make a really good tasting chicken soup. I think, frankly, it tastes a lot better than many of our competitors' product. Well, why not sell that in the ethnic foods aisle?
Ditto, he says, for coconut macaroons. Manischewitz has been around for more than 100 years, but it hasn't been family-owned since the 1980s. The latest owner is a unit of Bain Capital, Mitt Romney's old company. And this strategy of appealing to Jews and non-Jews isn't exactly new. Here's an ad from the 1960s featuring Sammy Davis Jr.
Manischewitz wine. Try some after dinner tonight. It's delicious.
Then, as now, the idea is to convert people. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz in New York.